Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Two Thumbs Up podcast. Thank you guys for joining us once again, as always, joined by our host, Ducky the Gamer, and we're doing something a little bit different today. We're doing a tier list for all the major mobile gaming titles. Obviously, this doesn't cover like every single mobile gaming title, but we tried to get the ones especially that are relevant right now, and we are each going to be making our own tier list and breaking down why we've got each of these games in the category that they're in, maybe what some of them could do to improve, and overall, just see where we feel like everything ranks right now. So, Ducky, you are the creator of the tier list. I will let you get us started.
Alrighty, let's see. I gotta start us off. Fortnite Mobile. Where you putting it? Because I think I know where I'm putting it. And this I can go with a biased opinion, or I can go with like. And here, I'll go with the non-biased opinion. I'll slap it in there because I think it always just fell under the umbrella of like, oh, it's just like the little kid platform. Like, you go in there and buy your skins, where like other mobile games that we'll talk about have like a much more established presence. So like, although for me, it did a lot, like from an outsider looking in, I don't think Fortnite Mobile, like it's just gone now. Like, it's a gust in the wind where, like, people don't even talk about it anymore. We're like, if COD Mobile got banned, I think people would, like, still be talking about it. We're like, Fortnite Mobile's like, oh, I've moved on. Like, no biggie.
Are we going to tell each other where we've got?
Yeah.
So where are you putting it?
I put it in A tier.
Oh, wow. Okay. I had put it in F tier, and then I moved it up to C tier. Realistically, whoa. Fortnite Mobile, number one, it has never been a well-optimized game. Number two, there are zero things that separate it from the PC and console version of the game. Number three, it's banned. So that really, the whole ban itself knocked it down like minimum two tiers for me.
This is me in the mindset of what the game was, not what it is, which once again, maybe that's like, because you can't like, it might be doing it unjust to like think about it in its current position, because in its current position, bro, I'm putting an F. Like, it deserves an F tier right now. It is by far the worst mobile game available. Well, not even available, like partially available. But for what it was and what it did for, like, at the time, like, people were reacting to mobile players. People were like, I remember there's a Tfue video reacting to mobile players, like 8 million views or something insane back in the day. So like, that was the first game where I think like the mainstream got exposed to some like pretty good mobile players and mobile content. So that's the only reason it's in A tier, is like the what it did for the community at the time. Like, even, man, it might even be a B tier, I don't know. Like, it's either A or B. Like, It did a lot, but it had so many flaws, like you said, wasn't enough for what it could have been. It could have been like a crazy, crazy mobile game to put in like S tier, but I'll stick with A tier. My gut feeling could be B tier. I'll put it like at the end of A tier. If I have any more titles in A tier, it'll get shoved back.
I don't know. I feel like for me, this tier list is largely going to be like current standings, just because like, there's also so much that relative, especially when you look at
tier.
When you look at games like Clash of Clans. Like, when Clash of Clans came out, it was S tier, absolutely no question. Mm-hmm. Like, it was the best mobile game in the world. Yeah. But I can't put Clash of Clans in S tier right now because it's like pay to win. It hasn't really evolved in a lot of different ways. It's not necessarily as engaging as a lot of these other games. But there's upsides to it. So I don't know. We might have different ways that we evaluate these as well. So
no, I think you're right. I think like it would be invalid to look at these games and their peaks, because each of these games at their peak could maybe be in like A or S tier. But in the current standing, a lot of these games have like fallen from glory in a sense. So that's fair. Because I think other than that, every game would be like A or S tier for me that I've played, which just wouldn't work out.
All right, next game. I'm gonna go with a game that I actually really enjoyed playing, but I feel like the execution has not been there. I'm gonna go with Wild Rift for the next one. For those of you who don't know, Wild Rift is basically League of Legends mobile. It's a simplified version of League of Legends. I don't think it's even in global launch yet. And honestly, that's part of the thing for me. I think technically it is still in beta. Now, I don't know why that's happening. I don't know if maybe there's like legal issues with some country. I don't think it's out fully in India. And because it's Riot Games, which I believe is primarily Chinese run, it could be some conflict on that side of things. So maybe they're waiting for laws to change or different things like that, because there are a lot of Chinese games that are banned in India. But as a game itself, like, very few bugs. I wouldn't consider it pay to win. I would say it's really solid competitively, and there is a growing esports scene, despite the fact that it is still just kind of ambiguous in where it is. And I think it runs well on low-end devices. I've never played it on
I only put this up here because I thought it was global launch. This game has been out for way too long to have not been a global launch. I just Googled it, and last month in May, it just came to the Americas. Brazil, LATAM, North America. Well, like the article says, like, turn off your VPNs. Like, you can now play. That's right. Players in Brazil, LATAM, and North America, your time has finally come. So they might have done. Yes, May 5th, 2022. Added new countries to our ever-evolving regional open beta. So that kind of just means, like, the game is out for the region. But that's crazy. So personally, I've never played the game, but I feel like maybe there hasn't been a lot. I haven't heard a lot about it because it's just not even out. Like, I feel like this League of Legends on mobile would be huge in Asia and, like, some other countries where, like, League of Legends is really popular. Maybe not in the States. But I've never played the game. This is one of the few games on this list I haven't played. I've played League of Legends, but I just, for, like, how long I've known about it and how little presence there is, that's all I can base it. Like, it's got to be C tier for me. Like, almost, I almost want to say F tier for execution, but you're like, it's, you know, game runs well, game runs fine. It's like, I'll take your word on the game optimization, but I'm just disappointed that, like, it's been out, or, like, it's been in the mobile ecosystem for so long now, just to last month have come to the Americas, and, like, I know nothing about it. So maybe that's just me being ignorant. Like, I'm not up to date on all different titles, but I was really aware of it and really hyped when it first got announced. And now I'm just like, what happened, bro? Just, like, dipped off the face of the earth.
Yeah, I'm not, once again, super immersed in, like, the Wild Rift community. I played it for, like, a couple months back when it first came out. I guess it, maybe I used a VPN to download it. I can't even remember, but it was out for a little bit, and I played it a bunch, and it was a fun game. And if I had more friends that played it, I probably would have kept playing it. But I think, like, were it to have had a great launch, I probably could have put it in S tier, but just because of how bad the launch has been, I would put it in B tier. Maybe you guys can clarify on what exactly is happening with Wild Rift down in the comments below, but this is definitely one that it just feels like also there's a lot of ambiguity around.
Yeah, this is, like, for me, I feel bad putting in seats here, but I just don't have any, like, you know, you guys could flame me, and rightfully so. This is, like, if I could just not put this one on the list, I would, because I don't really know anything about it other than, like, the launch. But moving on to number three. Trying to think. Let's do a Supercell game. We have three Supercell games on the list: Clash of Clans, Clash Royale, and Brawl Stars. Let's do Clash of Clans first, because I think that might be the least popular, surprisingly, today of all three of the Brawl Stars games. But one that I grew up playing. I personally, back in 2013, 2014, I've had my base for like 8 years or something crazy, ever since like middle school, and I'm still playing on it. So for me, it's my favorite Supercell game, but that's biased heavily considering I've touched the others, but not heavily. So I dropped it in my tier, and
okay,
I feel like for what you said, like, kind of pay to win. Like, did you ever play Clash of Clans a lot growing up?
Or yeah,
like
I played it when I was in high school. There were, like, a bunch of different games like that. Obviously, Clash of Clans was the best of those. And once again, Clash of Clans, I think, was probably one of the first like revolutionary games that mobile gaming ever got, just in the support that it got from the developers. I feel like a lot of people content-wise blew up on Clash of Clans. And it was just a really fun game, especially relative to the other mobile games that were available at the time. There was nobody really doing it like Clash of Clans. I think they still have esports for this. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think, I mean, esports for a game like Clash.
Yeah.
I want to say it's almost ironic in a sense that the game is so uber casual that making a ranked mode has always just felt like I've never been interested. But I do think, like, I do play Clash of Clans like maybe a few times a week. And I've seen recently like world championships or like something going on. So I think they still do esports.
Okay. I put it in B tier just because, like, obviously pay to win is a pretty big factor for me. Especially if we're looking at it from the current state, like, once again, if it was Fortnite and if it's Fortnite Mobile at its peak, I would have had it higher. But if we're looking at its current state relative to the other games, I feel like from a just like captivating people's attention standpoint, it can't really keep up anymore. So I put it right next to Wild Rift in B tier.
I put in A tier just for the fact that for me, it still's captivated my attention to this day, and probably only because my dad plays it and I still have some friends that I play with, and like we'll chat about Clash of Clans occasionally, like, oh, what's your town hall level, what's your base, like we'll just like kind of reconnect on that aspect. So even though there are very much pay to win aspects in the game and it's not as revolutionary as it used to be, I think Clash of Clans was the first mobile game that I ever searched up content for on YouTube and then made content for. So I think in terms of like the mobile content sphere, Clash did a ton, and honestly still does a ton. Like there's people out there pulling, you know, 10, 20 million views a month just off Clash of Clans content, which that's pretty hard. There's only a few mobile games out there which people can like consistently do that. So I think even today, it's an A tier game, but it's definitely like could be a B tier depending on how you rank. Like I just still play the game. I still think it's really fun. It's definitely grindy and pay to win. Mm-hmm. But if you're not a fan of those games, like those not gacha games, because you can still grind, might not be up, you know, as high as it is for me. But yeah, A tier. But like, I mean, all these are so subjective because you can look at it content, you can look at it gameplay wise, what it did for the mobile gaming like industry. So, but I still think like right now, like A tier.
Yep. All right, I can roll with that. Let's see. Coming up next, I feel like we got to throw another shooter in here. Mm-hmm. I think we'll go with one that for most people is going to rank lower on the list, and we'll do PUBG New State. For those of you who don't know about PUBG New State, basically there was like a split between Tencent and Krafton, from what I understand, and Krafton wanted to make their big bucks, so they made PUBG New State, which was like touted as like this revolutionary change to PUBG, but realistically it's just a reskin PUBG for the most part.
It's just the same, knowledge.
I don't know if it's still that way, but I know on launch it was like way buggier, and that's saying something because PUBG has been known as a pretty buggy game. So,
my only experience with PUBG New State is I went out and played a tournament. It was a PUBG New State I don't know. It was some sort of tournament. I went to LA. I was there with like Surfing Boy. Who else? Like a PUBG guy.
Noah.
We all had a good time because we were there with each other. But that was a pretty, I don't say miserable. Like the game itself just wasn't. Like I remember we were playing on an iPhone, like the latest iPhone. Bro, that thing was burning. Like I know games like overheat phones and whatnot, but that might be the hottest I've ever felt a phone while gaming. And I was like, this is a brand new game on the latest in device. Like, this shouldn't be doing this. And it was like, to me, as someone who's pretty ignorant to like the PUBG history and like the gameplay experience, it just was PUBG to me. Like, there was nothing new or revolutionary about it that I could discern as like a new player to the franchise. And like with it so overhyped, and yeah, like all I knew about it going into the tournament was there's a lot of bugs. They're like, yeah, there's a lot of bugs. Try not to like highlight them and stuff like that. And I love the experience, but like the game itself just wasn't like, it wasn't it. I had no desire. Like almost I should be ranking these on like my desire to go back and play them at its current state. And for me, that's an F tier. Like I have no desire to go play New State now or maybe ever just because of my initial experience and the community sentiment and the weird relationship of like they split and there's two different studios and they're kind of beefing with each other. It's a little weird.
I put New State in F tier. I don't know anybody that plays PUBG New State. Like outside of like people, even people that are like, yeah, I'm gonna switch to PUBG New State, I'm gonna be a PUBG New State main. Those guys don't even play PUBG New State anymore. So
yeah,
maybe there's stuff they can change for in the future. But I think if you're like looking at it relative to PUBG Mobile, just because PUBG Mobile was revolutionary and what it's done on esports, for me it can't really compare. I would put it either low C tier or just straight up F tier because I feel like PUBG New State doesn't really bring much to the mobile gaming community in general.
Yeah, no, it just felt like a really weird, like, why are we doing this in the first place kind of thing. Like, was it necessary? No. Did they do it? Yeah. Did it work out? No.
Where do you have it?
I have it in F tier.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. I think that's fair.
So, all right. I just want to get this one out of the way because it's on the list. I kind of chucked it in there. Genshin Impact. This, for me, I've heard so many people talk about this game of like, oh, do you play Genshin Impact? Like, it's on mobile. I'm like, it's on mobile?
Yeah.
Like, I know about the game. I've never played it on Switch, I believe. But I remember seeing like a Nadeshot tweet a while back of like, my girlfriend's so addicted to Genshin. Like, I can't get her off my phone or like her phone. Like, I'm going to have to take her card off her account or something like that. But before making this, I Googled Genshin Impact or like looked up Genshin Impact Mobile on YouTube and there was just no content on it.
Yeah.
Like it's almost a Fortnite mobile where it's just the exact same game but on mobile. Mm-hmm. So there's no real reason to make content, especially Fortnite mobile. Like you could distance yourself from PC players with your skill, but this, there is no like skill to my knowledge involved with like the mechanics of the game. So I'm either putting it low C tier or F tier.
Yeah, because I would probably go with low C tier. Yep.
If I were to play this game, it would not be on mobile. Like if I were to play Genshin Impact for the first time, I think it's on Switch, right?
No, it's on mobile. Switch, I don't know.
I played it on my iPad.
Whenever it came out, I think it was really before the hype was even there. I played it on my iPad, and it's like a cool RPG, and like it ran decently. Obviously, my device got hot, but I'm pretty sure I was playing on max settings and everything. But it's also like it's a pay to win, like any mobile RPG ever is going to be. I think it did the most revenue out of any mobile game. Mobile revenue.
Dude, I was wrong. I thought this was a Switch game. Platforms, PlayStation 4, Android, PlayStation 5, iOS, Microsoft, Windows. Dude, I thought this was a Switch game. It's not even out on Switch yet. What? Dude, this is even more confusing now because I thought this game was only a Switch game and they ported it to mobile. Now I'm having like the Mandela effect of like, I'm pretty sure that's what happened. I'm losing it. I don't know. I'll put it F tier because I don't.
Okay, this was not what I was expecting. I'm gonna throw this up on the screen real quick, just so people can reference it if they want to. But top grossing apps of 2021, PUBG Mobile had 2.01 billion, and then after PUBG Mobile, okay, this is actually in contradiction to what. Okay, no, I'll talk about that later. PUBG Mobile 2.1, and then Honor of Kings is the Chinese version of PUBG Mobile, and that got 1.64 billion. That was the next game, and then after that, Genshin Impact with 1.33 billion. So,
jeez,
they're definitely doing big numbers.
It's almost like for me as a mobile gamer though, and a mobile content creator, having no insight into Genshin Impact. Maybe that's just my circle of people that I interact with. They're all like FPS, but I'm friends with Pokemon Go people. I'm friends with Clash, like Supercell people, but I don't know any Genshin Impact creators. let alone like mobile players. So it's like the fact that it made 1.3 billion on mobile and I know nothing about it either speaks to my ignorance or just like, I don't, dude, I'm having the worst like brain meltdown right now. Like, I swore it was on Switch. And I'm just like, I thought this was a Switch game. Maybe that's Pokemon Breath of Wild.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Or no, it's Legend of Zelda. One of those two, I might be mistaking it. But interesting. I mean, honestly, okay, we'll move it to C tier because I kind of want to check it out now.
Yeah.
Now I'm really intrigued of like, it seems, if it's that popular, then it has to be like something to it. But yeah, there's no mobile content. It was really weird.
Mm-hmm.
So...
All right.
I don't know.
Next up, we'll take another somewhat unique game for this list in Pokemon Go. Obviously, I think this is probably the most unique on the list, maybe outside of Genshin Impact, just because it is able to be competitive, but it's more like PvE more than anything else. But also, it revolutionized gaming in the fact that like it made gamers go outside. I think that was part of the crazy thing about Pokemon Go. I know Pokemon Go is still pretty big on the content side of things as well, so I'm gonna put it in B tier. It's not a game that I play anymore, and I feel like it is one of those games where like if you have friends that love playing Pokemon Go, or wait, is this Pokemon Go or Pokemon Unite?
This is, I looked up Pokemon Go logo. If this is okay. Pokemon Unite, I apologize.
Oh, I didn't know. I was just
this
checking.
Was intended to be Pokemon Go.
Yeah, whatever, I'd put it up at like the top of B tier because I, from what I know, the app still runs great. It gets people to go outside, like it's well run. It's just for me, not really something that I play a ton. But at the same time, like looking at content, it looks like content is still popping off for it as well. So
yeah,
overall, it seems like a W.
I chucked it in B tier as well, and it's really funny because a few weeks ago, I had some friends come into town. And we went to a baseball game, and like at the baseball game, they whip out their phones and they're at the Pokestops for the stadium. I'm like, he wants to play Pokemon Go? He's like, dude, yeah. Shows me his Pokedex and it's just stacked. I'm like, listen, like that just goes to show like two uber casual gamers who, you know, don't, you know, grind the COD mobiles and whatnot, but still like keep up with Pokemon Go years later. Like, I think that's a test to like, if you're a Pokemon fan, or like you said, you have friends who got into it and like stuck with it. I think from what I can tell, it's still a very like promising game and it's still fun, interactive. I played it when it first came out and, you know, like everyone else would drive to go play Pokemon Go at like a park or something. But in my city, I had to go drive somewhere to go play Pokemon Go. Like, I didn't want to walk in my neighborhood because there's no Pokestops. So like, I think it's a great game. Yeah, like you said, like got people out of the house. Definitely switched up what people maybe saw mobile gaming for. But I also think its downfall was that it was only really super viable in big cities or walkable cities. And growing up, I didn't live in a walkable city. So the only way I could play Pokemon Go was like by spoofing it. So now that I live in a walkable city, I could test it out again. But it's definitely like, it's not a mobile game you can just pick up any second of the day and just play.
Mm-hmm, so exactly. It requires a lot of time.
Yeah. A lot of time, effort, and like also being out and about, you might not want to be on your phone mobile gaming. Like, I like to mobile game when I'm at my home chilling, not necessarily like I want to be off my phone when I'm out. So it's just it's a mobile game that's not for everyone, but the people who it's for like still really love it. So yeah, I'll check it B tier. We'll do, you know, let's do Apex Legends Mobile, a hot topic of the last 2 months or so. I have no clue where I'm putting this thing. Like,
I think me personally, I think I put Apex in A tier mainly because I think it can go a lot of different directions and there's a lot of different perspectives for it. I think the base mechanics of the game itself are more competitive than any other mobile game on this list.
So are you ranking most of these games off of competitiveness? Because you've brought that up in like Clash of Clans and Pokemon Go. But to me,
the more competitive a game is, the more fun it is. So
yeah, no, I agree.
Like, I put Apex in A tier. I think had it had a good launch, it would have been S tier. Obviously, there's a lot of reasons that it's not in S tier. I also think, like, future potential, I don't think that it's going to be a bad game. And I don't even think it's a bad game right now. I think it gets more hate than it deserves right now, just because, like, it's popular to hate on stuff. So hating on stuff is going to get you more impressions than actually enjoying something. But I think, like, as far as people that are able to run the game, I think people enjoy the game more than any other BR that is available right now, if they're being, like, objectively honest about it. So I put Apex in A tier. It's probably lower A tier for me, but I would definitely put it up there.
So off instinct, I put it in a high C tier.
Oh.
But
you put it below Wild Rift? Or wait, you had Wild Rift in C. That's right.
It was the highest rated game in C tier, but now it's low B tier. Just because, maybe it's because I played the game way too much over the last month.
Yeah.
So I know all the ins and outs. Like, it's just, it's pretty unenjoyable. Like, when you speak to the competitiveness of a game, like, Apex does have the core mechanics to be truly one of the most, if not the most competitive BR on mobile. But when you're not competing and you're trying to just have fun, the game makes it pretty difficult to just have fun with the amount of bots in the game. If you do decide to rank push, you've got terrible point system. The glitches that have been in the game that are pretty impactful for like 6 weeks now, maybe 8 weeks if they're in soft launch or so. And so it's like the core mechanics make me want to put it at like an A or B tier, but the level of fun and longevity right now is like a C tier. But then again, they're nerfing B hopping, and like, I know they're making changes, but it's like right now, like, B tier, maybe like high C tier, because even the content scene is just like pretty dead as well. So it didn't really do anything for content. It hasn't revolutionized mobile gaming by any means. The launch was pretty much an L. And the only thing you can hope is the devs come through on their promises, which EA, as hoping they come through on their promises, is interesting. So I don't know.
I will say your views on it are probably skewed by the amount that you play it.
That's very true. Like, if you're a casual, like, play 1 hour, like, you could put that A or maybe S tier, just because, mm-hmm. like, an hour on that game, that's a fun hour. Like, because
also, if you're, like, not a super try-hard mobile gamer, you're probably not even in Master Tier yet. So, like, you've passed all the ranks. You're already in Predator rank. Your only options are to go either into like bot lobbies and pred rank or super sweat lobbies, and if two of your players die, then because of the point system, you got to sit around. Most people aren't having the same experience that you are in Apex, so that would be my response to that.
I'll put it lower B tier then, because I mean, realistically, I think it can only go up. I don't think it can go down from here.
Yeah,
and so yeah, I mean, we've talked enough about Apex, so B tier.
Okay,
it has issues, but I think like, those issues for me affect it like so much, especially since I make content on it as well. It's just like a compounds on itself a bit. But
all right, next up, I think we go Green of Free Fire. if we're going simply S-tier, based baby. Off of how good the game itself is, there's no question it's F tier.
If we're talking about how many times they brought me out to a Formula One race, we're talking S tier, all right? No other game's done that on this list.
I think I'm going to put it at the bottom of C tier just because of what it's done for mobile gaming. Because it is like the true introductory mobile shooter in that it has allowed more people in the world to play it than anywhere else. It can run on a literal potato. It probably wouldn't even heat up if you were playing it on a potato. But obviously the game itself, like, the game aims for you. The movement's not good. The graphics are not good. But it's designed to be that way because designed for people with very low-end devices. So altogether, I would put it in low C tier. I've never actually played it, but watching the game has never actually made me want to play it. So
it was funny when we were, so for context, if people don't know, I think someone there said that Free Fire in some capacity works with the McLaren Formula One team. I don't, like, as a sponsor, I can't confirm that, like, because they're not on their jersey or anything. But they did have a table inside of, like, McLaren's, like, paddock club, which is, like, a $10,000 ticket club kind of thing. It's, like, a suite. So they brought myself and three other creators down to the Formula One race in Miami, which is, like, this crazy all-out, like, expensive trip. And they're just like, yeah, you guys want to come? I was like, that's crazy. And then the more we talked, the more I, like, found out that they just do these, like, exuberant things with creators just because they can, I guess, just because they're that popular of a game. And so that was literally my first introduction to Free Fire. Like, I had heard of it and heard the numbers it had pulled before. But I downloaded Free Fire at the race, and people were like, bro, it has, like, aimbot. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, it has aimbot. The aim assist is not assist. That is aiming. That is just auto aim. It is the most absurd aiming mechanic, firing. Like, the mechanics of the game aren't good, but like you said, what it's done for gaming and what it's done for the exposure of mobile gaming, like, you can't put it F tier. You gotta at least move it to C tier. So yeah, it's C tier for me. And like, I don't know. That's my only experiences are, like, the game isn't fun, but they treat their, like, creators well, which, like, some games that make a lot of money off of their creators treat them terribly. So I also got to give them, like, respect, like, credit where credit due, of, like, how they treat their community from what I've been able to tell. So, like, haven't played it, probably won't play it, but it's got to give props.
Yeah.
But... four games left. Two are Supercell, so I'll knock a Supercell game out of the way. I'll do Brawl Stars.
Okay.
Even though I don't think I've spent more than like 10 minutes on the game, which is shocking, but probably because I've just seen other people play Brawl Stars and I've watched the gameplay of it. But personally, it's going to go like a mid B tier. Okay, it's not better than Apex. It's probably better than Pokemon Go.
I think that you just ranked Apex wrong. Like, I think that's the...
I'll re-rank things at the end. Once I have my list in place, I'll look at these again and say where do they need to go. But I think... I know Brawl Stars has done a lot of things right. They have, like, creator codes. They do a ton of community stuff. They're really open and transparent. Like, everyone seems to like the game. So from, like, an outsider perspective, I have nothing bad to say about it, but at the same time, I am an uber competitive player, and those, like, potty style, like, 3-minute games don't interest me. Like, Clash of Clans, I guess you could say, is the kind of similar, but you could also spend like half an hour just like raiding, looking for raids. But this is like each match is so small, and I don't like to be that little of like action. I like to be things more drawn out in my games I play. So maybe that's why it's ever interested me, but like, I gotta respect what it's done. Like, I don't know. I want to hear what you have to say, 'cause I don't know if you have any experience on the game.
So I actually grinded the mess out of Brawl Stars back when it was in beta. I loved Brawl Stars. I was super addicted to that game. And even though I don't really play it anymore, I downloaded it a while ago just to like, 'cause I didn't know that you were going to get all of these global launch rewards. And so I had like tons and tons of global launch rewards from everything that I had grinded before. And I also know, I feel like as far as sentiment goes, I feel like Brawl Stars is probably the most loved game, like, within its community in mobile gaming right now. I could be wrong about that, but like, as far as content creators go, the content creators love it. It does ridiculous numbers anytime they do Brawl Talk, which I'm pretty sure is like their announcement of everything new that's happening. They treat their creators well. They have a thriving esports ecosystem. Like, I think Brawl Stars is doing so much well. And even though right now it's not the game for me, I definitely got it in upper A tier.
Yeah. I think I would be able to put it there if I had played the game. But it just, like, I don't know. Something about, like I said, the gameplay style just didn't speak to me.
Yeah.
But I've never seen anything necessarily bad about Brawl Stars. Like, it's just all positive. The community's nice. It's one of those, like, wholesome, it's like a Minecraft, like, wholesome community. There's no, like, toxicity in the game or, like, but I just don't have any gameplay experience with it. So, like, and I wasn't a part of the beta launch. I wasn't a part of global launch. But, like, I've seen things. I don't know. I put it lower A tier. Considering there's every mobile game has definitely like a toxic side of their community,
mm-hmm.
and this one doesn't. Like, I think it just has to speak to the like credibility of the game.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
all right, we got three games left. We knocked out one. All right, I'm gonna go PUBG Mobile. This is one. I've had a lot of experience with PUBG Mobile, just as far as like being involved with them. They treat creators well. Their esports like it does the biggest numbers out of anything on this list. So yeah. I think part of that is because of how revolutionary it was. Because outside of Rules of Survival, it was the first mobile BR. That was the reason it blew up in India and a bunch of these different countries. As far as my actual desire to play the game, it would probably be a lot lower. It's not very fast paced. There's a lot of bots. From what I've heard, I haven't played the game recently, but from what I've heard, there's also a lot of bugs that they're dealing with. So I've got it in lower A tier. I think the popularity and the esports scene alone elevate it pretty significantly. And there's probably people that are more involved in it that would have something else to say about where this is put. They might put it way higher. They might put it way lower. I think it really depends on how close you are. But I think just because of the numbers that it does and the impact that it's had on mobile gaming alone, I have it at the very least in A tier.
Yeah. I mean, that was my first introduction to mobile battle royales, mobile shooters back in the day. That was 2018, I want to say.
Yeah, it should be 2018. Yeah, it was the year I graduated. Yep.
Yeah, because that was the year I graduated high school, and I remember being in science class playing, and my phone would just want to combust. It was so hot playing that game. But that was my first introduction to mobile shooters, mobile battle royales. I remember people in the class would like play it. Personally, I didn't play it that much. Mm-hmm. I only played maybe when it first launched and just got acquainted with mobile battle royales, and then Fortnite Mobile shortly launched thereafter, so I switched to that. But yeah, PUBG at the time was so revolutionary. Console, like, included console, PC, just the PUBG franchise. Like, I had never seen anything encapsulate my friend group so fast mm-hmm. as PUBG did. And so for mobile, like you said, I can only go based off like experiences. Like, I know I have friends who are creators of the game, and they have seen like overall like their experience of the game. You know, there's ups and downs and bugs and glitches. But I think PUBG Mobile was the first game that I saw people signed professionally for mobile gaming. Like, that's the first game I can recall. I was like, dang, these guys are like, they're pro PUBG Mobile players. Like, that's crazy. Just very like industry leading for competition and content. Like, people pull absurd numbers still on the game. And even back then, they're probably pulling even more. Like, Panda, what, could upload just a gameplay? Like 5 million, 10 million views, just like him playing the game. So I think it's just for like the what it did for mobile gaming, like just how much it shifted things, like mid A tier. But like my desire to play the game, probably like C tier.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe F tier. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't have those games.
It's like, not really, yeah. It just feels like outdated gameplay. And also, yeah, like the speed at which you move, the different mobility, the bots, it's not a great casual game, especially relative to the other options on this list.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that really put me off about it back then was the game's like 25 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if you ran around finding all the bots you could, like 22 minutes. And like a 22 minute game and any like Apex games are like 12 to 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Some, like, just depending on how fast you wipe the lobby. It's like, that's a good pace game. 25 minutes on a phone shooter.
Yeah.
Like, that's so slow pace. That's mainly what turned me off, but some people obviously stuck through it. And pushed on. But we'll leave COD Mobile for last, because I feel like we'll each have a lot to say about it.
Yeah.
So we'll do Clash Royale next, second to last. And I don't know if you have any experience with Clash Royale.
I probably have more hours in Clash Royale than any other game on this list, except for COD Mobile.
Interesting. I'll let you go first then.
This might be an unpopular opinion, but I think Clash Royale is S tier. There is just like
S or S?
S.
Okay.
There is something to me about the way Clash Royale plays that it doesn't matter like how long I take not playing the game. Anytime I come back, it's immediately fun for me to play. And for me, I feel like of all the pay-to-win games on this list, this has like the least pay-to-win factor, just because like you're always matching against people that are that are like right there. They have like all the same level cards as you, so the level of your cards doesn't really matter. It's all about the way you play, and also it has that potential. I feel like of the pay-to-win games where even if you're significantly outmatched, if you're smarter and more strategic in the game, you can still outplay them very easily. So, for me, I have it in S tier just because for me, it's that one game that like I can always come back to and enjoy. I've actually been playing it the last few days. I'm like, it's like once a year I come back to Clash Royale and it's just enjoyable. I don't think in general there's that many people that love it as much as I do. And honestly, I will say balance changes, they could probably do better because the freaking Mega Knight or whatever it's called.
The giant
thing has been meta for like a year or two at this point. I played it last time we went to Cancun and the giant was meta, and then I downloaded it when we're getting ready to go back to Cancun and it's still meta. So, and I still haven't gotten it yet, so that's annoying. But overall, the actual game itself, I love it. I think it's S tier.
I'll have to put it S tier as well for a few reasons. One, it's the only mobile game that I watch content on pretty consistently that I don't actually play the game consistently. It's really hard to be captivated by something that you don't even play.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I found myself watching Clash Royale YouTubers just in my free time. Like, I'll get recommended a video. I'm like, that seems pretty sick. I'm gonna go watch and have a good time. And I do. And it's like, I've never been, you know, I think my highest I pushed was like back in the day, I think the max level was like 12.
Mm-hmm.
Or now it's what, 14 or something. When the game first came out, I was in high school and everyone in my math class downloaded. Like, we were at the back of the class playing Clash Royale, grinding, pushing troops, you know, donating cards. Like, that was what we were doing in high school. And then I just wasn't that good at it, so I kind of stopped playing it. But would like watch, you know, videos and whatnot. But like, I remember they ended up coming out their esports scene, and I would watch their esports like every single week. Now, probably because at the time I was with Complexity and Complexity had a team, so I felt like I had some connection to the scene. But the fact that I would watch competitive esports on a game I didn't play, hadn't played in probably a while, but thoroughly enjoyed every like matchup and like the competition, like it's, I think that speaks to just like, you know, a game's good when it can captivate like anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so generalized that anyone could sit down, understand it, watch it, enjoy it, especially those who play it. Like, I even recently, I started playing Supercell games on stream like a few months ago, and I made a clan. It filled up within like a day, and it's still full, like active.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, I don't even play this game. You guys are still in here like chilling. Like, it's just, it's a game I can't speak bad about. There's nothing I can speak poorly about, considering it's less pay to win than Clash of Clans.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, they match you up against really even opponents. And they did, the esports is actually competitive from what I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing bad.
Yeah.
That I can say. Like, obviously the meta and, you know, yada yada. But every game has like meta issues.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, S tier. I don't know.
All right. Last but not least, Call of Duty Mobile. People prepare to give me flack in the comments because you think I'm biased or whatever, but
oh,
I think COD Mobile's number one.
I put number one.
Yeah. I think right now, and don't get me wrong, this is not me saying there are no issues with COD Mobile, because there definitely are. But I think relative to every other game on this list, I think COD Mobile is the best mobile game available right now. A couple reasons. I think COD Mobile multiplayer has the best rank mode of any shooter. I think Apex ranked has a lot of issues. I think the fact alone, and obviously it has more to do with the fact that it's a multiplayer game and not a battle royale game, but the fact that there's a rank mode that guarantees that you're never going to face any bots past a certain point, that alone sets it apart for me. I will also say they have taken leaps and bounds in balancing the meta over the last couple months, especially. They have an
I saw that balance change today. Yeah. Bro. That is like a dictionary. Crazy.
They treat their creators well. They have esports that definitely has things that it could improve, but overall esports is still trending in a somewhat positive direction. Free custom rooms, which for some reason is not like a frequent thing for a lot of these games. Like, you got to pay for custom rooms. Yeah, limited custom room access for Apex. You got to pay for custom rooms in PUBG Mobile and PUBG New State.
Whoa.
And obviously, it's got Battle Royale, too. So I'm not a huge fan of the Battle Royale, but I can, like, hop in with some friends and still have fun with it, too. So I think overall, right now, I think COD Mobile's the best game out there as far as mobile goes.
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at COD Mobile objectively compared to every other game on this list, like, one, you would know the stats of, like, its monthly active users compared to other COD games.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's carrying the franchise, right?
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, like, it's unironically carrying the Call of Duty franchise as a mobile game. And I think that's because it is a simple enough mobile game to understand if you've never played one before. But it's also so incredibly relatable to anyone who's ever played any of the Call of Duties of the last 10 years. The Black Ops series, the Modern Warfare series. Just yesterday, I tweeted about, like, they're adding Favela, one of my favorite maps of all time, to COD Mobile. And, of course, you can talk about mechanics and the modes, but I think that a game, like, that's the first time a game has ever been able to, like, capture the nostalgia of a console PC game and do, like, treat it with justice, you know? Like, Pokemon has, you know, its just whole, you know, ecosystem, so it's not really, like, it's kind of, you know, feeding off the nostalgia of, like, the Pokemon series a bit. Like, this is truly, I feel like, doing justice to the Call of Duty series, and it would be like a holy grail of a game if they properly did zombies and, like, maybe had a campaign mode, because then it would feel like an actual Call of Duty full-fledged title on your phone. But still, I've been playing this game since it came out, and every time I hop on it, I have fun.
Yeah.
Like, there's never a time where I'm like, this game sucks. Like, the meta is always the meta is always changing, and once you figure out the meta, like, you'll have a good time.
Yeah.
And like you said, there's no bots in rank. The rank system is still kind of like, if
it could be a lot better, but
it could be better. I mean, every game on this list has things they can improve upon. So if you look at what a game could do, then all these games are like C, F tier. But if you look at what a game has done, like esports wise, content wise, bringing in, like, I always look at mobile games, like, if you can garner the attention of console and PC gamers and in, like, a positive manner, that's a good mobile game.
Because
mobile gaming has a terrible stigma. It's, you know, Candy Crush players. but I think COD Mobile really well was able to translate a lot of, you know, the mobile gameplay and ecosystem to the console and PC world, which, like, I mean, you can't really say for any of the Supercell games. Maybe Apex Mobile and PUBG Mobile and Fortnite Mobile were able to, like, sort of do that.
Yeah.
But not nearly as successfully. So
I think as far as sentiment from the HD version of each of these games toward the mobile version, like, I've seen more PC and console players talk about, like, how good Call of Duty Mobile is, way more than any other title, like you were saying. So I think like there's a lot that contributes to it, but, like, the guns that they add, the maps they add, the changes, the way they treat content creators, there's just so much that they do right. I think it's tough to put it anywhere outside of S tier.
Yeah, for sure. That's I moved Apex from mid B tier to low A tier just because I feel like putting it in the same realm as Brawl Stars and Pokemon Go, I'm like, I feel like estranged from those games. So, like, Apex also, I've definitely had the first 2 weeks of Apex, dude, that thing would be S tier. Like, that would be undoubtedly S tier. So I think there's a possibility to bring that back, of course. But most of these other games have been out so long that, like, changing that sentiment is going to be really hard to do. And I keep looking at Fortnite and C tier, and I got to move it to low B tier. Like, even the game's not on iOS, I understand, but even the Android version, it's still fine. And they're making, like, they're trying to do the cloud gaming stuff, and it's not really working, but they're trying. And, like, I can respect that. And the game, like, it would be a high A tier for me, but it's just Tim Sweeney. Like, it's just the CEO.
Yeah.
It wasn't, the game didn't demolish itself. Like, the CEO demolished it, which is entirely different from them making, like, bad changes and doing stuff like that. And I still think, like, from my perspective, what it did for, like that scene of mobile gaming, of like the BR scene of like same thing in COD Mobile where it kind of transformed a bit of the audience, B tier. Like I wish I could put it higher, but I even if B, like if there was a middle between B and C tier, I'd put it there, but I can't. Because it doesn't exist. So
all right, fair enough.
I'm going low B.
All right. Well, I think that's gonna wrap up the video, but we're definitely gonna drop the link if you guys wanna make your own tier list and tweet it at 2ThumbsUpPod on Twitter. You guys can send those to us and we'll take a look at some of those. Also, let us know your thoughts on our tier list down in the comments. I think looking back at mine, I feel pretty confident in where all of this is. I think COD Mobile and Clash Royale are the only S tiers that either of us had, right?
Yeah, no, I'm like Clash of Clans could maybe eclipse the S tier, but like I said, it's just so old and hasn't really like there's the esports scene isn't there. So yeah, I wish I could put more games in S tier, but
I think Apex Mobile can be there in the future, but they're not right now.
No, not at all. So yeah, make sure to tweet us your stuff, probably tag us as well. Our handles on Twitter, and we'll see him interact, probably flame you guys if you have some bad takes. But if you have any other tier lists you want us to do, let us know. This is a really fun one because obviously we're still in that waiting period of waiting for new games to come out, so we got to do some fun weekly episodes that might not have a guest because also we'd run out of guests within a few weeks. So if you have any episode suggestions, leave them down below in the comments. Tweet us your tiers they decide to make. Thank you for watching this episode, and hope you guys have a great one.
Adios. We'll see you guys next week.